This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make, and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business, ready to help you, and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Monday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Coming up, we'll talk to former Heisman Trophy winner Carson Palmer. Also check in with the Washington football team and their head coach Ron Rivera. More phone calls as well. Best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock, our streaming service. Download the app. You can watch for free all 3 hours and our radio affiliates around the country, including the Fox Sports Radio lineup and iHeart Radio. McLovin, update the poll results if you can,
please. Most impressive win of the weekend, the Indianapolis Colts. And like by far, 58% compared. The second one is the Vikings at 22%.
All right. Washington goes to Carolina and beats Carolina. At home against Seattle on Monday night will be their next game. So two in a row with Washington beating the Buccaneers, and their head coach Ron Rivera joining us on the program. How's morale, coach?
Well, you know, after winning, it's a lot better, that's for sure.
But when you go into a game like that, what kind of emotions do you have? It's one thing to go on the road. It's another thing to sort of go back home, or your home away from home. So yeah. How do you fight those or deal with those emotions?
Well, you know, one of the things that we talked about going into the week, I told the players, I said, you know, it's going to be an interesting thing. I'm coming back or going back, and, you know, Cam's going to be there as well. I said, so it's going to be interesting. So let me focus on what's interesting. You guys focus in on playing the game. Don't worry about what I say. Don't worry about how I gush about being over there, that whole thing. You guys have to focus on the game. And so we tried to keep it separate. We really did. And quite honestly, Dan, it was good to go back because I got a chance to see a lot of good friends.
What was it like drawing up a game plan to go against Cam?
You know, it's interesting because we were trying to figure out, you know, what are they going to put into the game plan? What are they going to use? How deep can they get into their playbook? You know, because you look at what they did with their other quarterbacks and you say, okay, this will fit Cam. That won't fit Cam. And then you look at what Cam had done the previous year with New England, and then you try to remember what Cam was doing when he was with us back in the day. So there were a lot of things that, you know, we were trying to kind of figure out. It was tough. It wasn't. But I think what Jack and the defensive staff came up with, I thought was pretty good.
Tougher coming up with the game plan for Cam or the previous week with Tom Brady?
Oh, Tom Brady. You know, he's different. I mean, there's so many things that he can do, and you have to prepare for that. With Cam, you know what he does well, and you really believe that's what they're going to do with him. Now, he has some good weapons, and Christian McCaffrey is as good a weapon as there is in this league, and I think DJ Moore is a guy that, you know, every time he gets the ball, he's an explosive player too.
What were you trying to get Brady to do?
gosh, the biggest thing was we were trying to connect to his routes, to his receivers, and get him to hold that ball just a touch longer than he's used to. And if we could do that, we felt we had a chance.
I talked to Drew Brees in the first hour, and I said, you know, what's it like when you get older? And he said, well, you know all the answers to the test. But but that doesn't mean you can go out and perform when you have all answers to the test. But when you face someone like Brady, is there anything that you could possibly do that he has not seen before?
No, there really isn't. I mean, the biggest thing you try to do is you try to affect him one way or the other, whether it's to get your rush close to him, or it's whether to get close to his receivers, to get him to, you know, to hold it just for a second or get him off his mark. If you can do that, you have a chance.
What do you tell your guys about the taunting rule?
Don't put yourself in the position where the referee's got to make a decision. In other words, just don't do it. I mean, again, if you want to celebrate, that's great. Look to us. Now, we got one last week, and, you know, I'm not a big fan of why it was called. But, again, I get it. It's one of those things that, you know, just don't do something that's going to put that referee in that position to make that decision.
Where do you think this came from?
Well, what it came from was the fights that had broken out the last couple of seasons that really turned into melees that were quite honestly, you know, what you don't want to see out there. And so when we talked about it, we debated it in the committee was, guys, you know, we don't want guys that are going to come out and do something that's going to create something else to escalate. Okay, and that's really what the whole idea and the idea behind it is. Don't give these guys a chance to have this stuff happen. I mean, we've had some pretty bad stuff where we had Tampa, New Orleans, Chicago. We had the stuff that went on with Denver and the Raiders, you know, and that's why you don't want those things to happen on that field, because we got a great game. We got a good thing going here. And the last thing we want to see is something like that to happen and then something worse to happen where somebody gets hurt during something like that.
And I wonder, and even at the beginning of the year, I wondered if this was going to be something that could affect the outcome of a playoff game,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, that's the scary thing. That's the truth of the matter. I mean, you know, but honestly, don't do something that's going to, you know, that's going to deter, I assume that's going to take away from the game. We're trying to stop it. We're trying to get guys to understand, hey, let's, you know, hey, you want to celebrate, you want a good time, go do it. Run to the other end zone, okay? Run to your bench. Run to your teammates. But, you know, don't turn and look at the other team and point your finger or drop the ball at them in their face, you know, because that's what we're trying to prevent. We're trying to prevent the next big brawl.
How's your quarterbacking situation?
It's fun. We have a guy that's got a lot of personality. He's got a little bit of swagger right now, feeling pretty good about some of the things that he's done. But he's a guy also that works hard. He competes. He also one of those guys that you know, if you keep yourself close to a game, you feel like you have a chance to win. And I think that's what his teammates are feeling because of who he is.
Best team that you faced this year?
Oh, wow. Gosh. I mean, we played some pretty good teams. I mean, I think Tampa's right up there, even though, you know, they lost to us. You know, they're still a team that you sit there and say, man, there's a good group of guys that just says they – start coming again. You know, if they do like they did last year and they find that part where they get hot,
yeah,
they're going to be scary, you know. I still like Buffalo. You know, they're a team that really, you know, I like the way Kansas City can be explosive. You know, we bottled them up for right into the middle of the third quarter, then all of a sudden Patrick Mahomes, you know, went crazy against us. There's some pretty formidable teams that we have faced that when they do what they're capable of, that they're pretty doggone good.
What's the best piece of memorabilia you got in the office?
Golly, there, I got a lot of them. I really do. I've been very fortunate, you know, when you're in the league for 30 something years. You know, see, one of my favorites, I got a photo of my father and my three brothers when we did the USAA commercials. You know, I keep that up there because I lost one of my brothers to pancreatic cancer, and he's in that picture, and it's actually the last picture all four boys were with my dad.
That's awesome.
Big deal.
Where's the Super Bowl ring?
I don't have the Super Bowl ring, but I do have over here in the corner, I got the replica trophy they gave us at one of the reunions that we had. It's really kind of cool. you know, I bring in the office that way. If any player sits there and looks at it, I can sit there and reminisce a little bit and tell them, I'm telling you, if we can get one, guys, you'll never forget it.
You had 7.5 sacks in your career. Can you name all the quarterbacks you sacked?
Gosh, probably not. It was a long time ago.
It's only 7.5 sacks, Coach.
I mean, it's not
Reggie White here.
No, because Reggie, believe me, Reggie would have, he'd still be naming him off. I'd be done very quickly.
Did you get a Hall of Famer? Is there like?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got a Hall of Famer. In fact, my last NFL sack was Brett Favre. And when I started coaching, Brett was still playing. And so we were on the, you know, we were pregame, we're sitting there talking and BSing. And he said something about me. And I said, hey, let me tell you something now. I want you to know you were my last NFL sack. He looked at me and he goes, damn, I was slow then.
That was 92, I think, right?
Yes, it was. It was. Oh, yeah. Dang, I'll tell you, that's the way to bring those memories back.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Thank you. You know, I'm in my 13th month of recovery. They tell me it's about an 18-month process, maybe 2 years, but I've been good. All of my scans and everything have come up negative. All of my doctor reports have all been positive. So things are going well, knock on wood, and it's been good.
Would you rather the people ask or didn't ask?
I'd rather they ask, because I tell you, because every time people talk to me about it, I always make a pitch for people to take care of themselves, self-check, self-report. You know, I mean, I was very fortunate. I caught it when I was shaving. I felt a lump in my neck that just didn't feel right. And because of that, I reached out to my doctor. A lot of people, they feel something, they don't reach out. And I tell them, one of the things the doctors told me was, because I caught it early and did something about it. And that's what I tell people when they ask.
So you find the lump. Do you call a doctor that day?
I called him the next day. My throat was a little sore. And so he, you know, took a look and said, you know, yeah, you're right. Your throat, maybe it is. So they gave me some medicine. I was going on vacation the next day. But when I got back, it was still there. So then I went and saw him again. He said, let's keep an eye on it for a week. Come back and see me. Nothing changed. And that's when we went and he put the ball in and got it rolling.
Congrats on the wins, Coach. And more importantly, I'm glad you're feeling better. Happy Thanksgiving.
Cool. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Dan. Thank you.
That's Ron Rivera, Washington football team head coach, 2-time NFL coach of the year, and won a Super Bowl with the Chicago Bears. It's always great to catch up with him. I like him. I like him as a person. Sometimes in college football, it's difficult to separate the player from the program. Ohio State's C.J. Stroud and Alabama's Bryce Young put on shows this weekend. We're trying to sort this out. Heisman Trophy, best teams in football. But Stroud was, and I thought he was going to get these opportunities of standalone games, nationally televised games, important games, and if he plays well, he can win the Heisman Trophy. Well, you blow out number 7, Michigan State, and he completed 29 of 31 passes for 6 touchdowns in the first half. Bryce Young, he set an Alabama school record, 559 passing yards, 5 touchdowns in a win against Arkansas. But you just don't know if it's the system, that quarterback, and those wide receivers, because Mac Jones, Tua Tagovailoa, Jalen Hurts at Alabama, Stroud takes over for Justin Fields, who followed Dwayne Haskins. They're well-run offenses. But it doesn't mean that they won't be successful NFL quarterbacks, first-round draft picks. But it's a little bit tougher with some of these programs, because with Alabama, you got receivers who are going in the first round. Ohio State has really talented wide receivers. But you're trying to sort of assess how good these quarterbacks are, and it makes it tougher. Because we've seen quarterbacks who have been successful at Alabama. You know, Greg McElroy, where he wasn't going to be a great NFL quarterback. A.J. McCarron, you know, they were successful. But a lot of that is you're playing behind a pro offensive line, you got a Hall of Fame coach, you got a great running back usually, and you got a couple of really good wide receivers. And I think you see that with Tua. Tua was the hardest guy, I think, for the scouts to look at and Jordan Love, because they just weren't sure. Jordan Love had talent his second to last year at Utah State, and that he didn't have talent. They weren't sure what to make of Josh Allen, because Josh Allen did have talent, but he wasn't a big-time quarterback at any place in his career, you know, high school and college. And then you're going, okay, what is real? What is not? You know, Tua, is he a great quarterback or is he a good quarterback? Then you have the injury, the hip injury. And that's what made it really challenging. Everybody's all in on Justin Herbert now. There weren't a lot of people all in on Justin Herbert, because he stayed in school, cooled off, and all of a sudden, because I would tune in and I would see some moments, but I didn't see consistent greatness. I saw somebody who was really athletic, could run. I didn't know how accurate he was going to be passing. That was the sense I got when I watched him. In the Rose Bowl, he was great, but he was great with his legs. And then, like last night, you know, Chris Collinsworth was like, man, he's talking about his running ability. Well, he's an athlete. He did this in college. But, you know, trying to assess, like, how good are these guys? If you watch Tom Brady at Michigan, you wouldn't have come away going, man, someday he's going to be great. You just don't know. And then you'll get somebody like Baker Mayfield in college. Okay, running an offense, Lincoln Riley. All right, is it Baker? Is it Lincoln Riley? Is it, hey, you get to throw to great wide receivers. Kyler Murray, same thing, 1 year. Dwayne Haskins, 1 year. That's where it gets really challenging. That's why when you get, you know, Trevor Lawrence, you had a body of work. You had 3 years there that you go, okay, I know what he can do. Let me see if he improves. And is he going to be a finished product when he comes out? But a lot of these other quarterbacks, you know, Pickett at Pitt, I don't know how good he is. He's got the it factor, but I don't know if he's going to be, you know, Matt Corral. He got a ton of talent. Athletic. I don't know if he can play. Mitchell Trubisky had all those traits. Daniel Jones had all those traits. You know, they're athletic. They can run. They can do, but you just don't know if they can do it on a consistent basis. Yeah, Paul.
I went back and looked at Tua, his sophomore year at Alabama, 43 touchdowns and 6 picks, yeah. 4,000 yards in 15 games. And the article's about him. If he came out now, he'd be the number one pick. And if you even go to the draft, the only questions were about health. The big questions about health, there's very little football questions.
And I don't know how they didn't question his arm strength, because it looks like, you know, when John McEnroe would hit a forehand, it looked like he had to put everything into that forehand. Everything. He didn't have power. And Tua is like that. He it looks like he has to use his whole body to be able to throw. There's nothing that's natural where it just comes off his, you know, off his hand. Like Justin Herbert, he throws, and you're like, wow, okay, that's different. But Tua just feels like he is working so hard. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up. Carson Palmer is going to join us coming up next here. We'll ask him the best win of the weekend, the worst loss of the weekend. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. M-Drive has a new product, M-Drive Lean, powerful protein supplement for driven guys who want to lose weight, look good, and perform at their best, no matter what their age is. M-Drive Lean, first of its kind, protein powder, formulated with Morasil. And Fritzy goes, what's Morasil? I said, you're the guy who graduated second in your class.
I still don't know what it is.
It's a clinically tested blood orange extract that supports reduction in weight, waist size, and body mass.
Thank you. Now I know.
And it's weight loss backed by real science to help fuel your daily drive. MDriveDan.com. Try it for yourself. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. Nothing to lose, Todd, except for
pounds.
Yes. Not easy to lose weight as you age. Visit MDriveDan.com. Try MDrive Lean. Shed the extra pounds. Feel good. Perform at your best every single day. You want to feel your best? Help losing weight? Drink your MDrive. Go to MDriveDan.com. M-Drive Lean, ask for it. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. weather gets a little bit warmer, all of a sudden the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
All six teams playing on Thanksgiving lost yesterday. Imagine if Chicago loses. Thank you.
Sneak it in there.
All right.
Here comes that.
What?
Stat of the day.
Are you ready for a Tim Boyle, Andy Dalton duel? Chicago and Detroit on Thursday. Wow. I don't think you can flex out of that game on Thanksgiving, but if you could, I think you'd like to. Yeah, Paulie.
I want to bring up something. No offense.
Uh-oh.
No offense.
That means there's going to be offense.
Could the NFL look good by swapping out the Lions maybe every other year and putting a different team in? Because the Lions generally aren't competitive.
But they only get one standalone game.
But maybe their players would like to be home with their families as opposed to getting lit up on national TV.
They want to be seen. Like, Detroit's never seen. Let's bring in Carson Palmer. How many times do you play on Thanksgiving?
A big fat zero for me.
Okay. That sounds like a good thing.
No, the Thursday night games are great when they're appropriately scheduled. When you have that Friday, Saturday, Sunday off to recover and rest and sit around and watch football, that's the best, as long as you're not beat up and sore going into that Thursday game from the previous Sunday. But players love the Thursday games if they're appropriately timed and they didn't play previously on Monday night or something like that. But getting that long weekend is fantastic for the players.
It's really tough, though, to, you know, you play Sunday and you got to turn around and play Thursday on just a normal week. And now you have this. I can't imagine that you can be prepared physically and mentally for a game with 3 days in between.
Well, at the same time, both teams are with a limited schedule for mental prep. But the issue are the veteran teams. When you have a team like Pittsburgh who's stacked with a bunch of 29 to 34-year-olds, it's hard on those guys. When you're 22, 23, you can play on Sunday and probably turn around and play again on Tuesday if you had to. But those older guys, those veteran teams, those teams that have a bunch of guys that are in their maybe late 20s, early 30s that have to turn around and play on Thursday, those are the teams it's really tough on.
UCLA and USC this weekend. Carson played against UCLA three times. I got you passing for 824 yards, 9 touchdowns, 1 interception. You went 3-0, outscoring UCLA 117-56. What'd you make of that game on Saturday?
It's time for the season to get over for our Trojans. We're ready for an off season. We're ready for a coaching change and the new regime to come in and put their stamp on the program. It's time.
Hey, got any new coaching candidates?
Not today.
Okay, good.
Not today. I still got a couple guys earmarked, but I don't know if you and I are allowed to talk about those guys on air anymore.
Before you were coming on, Paulie goes, how far do you think Carson Palmer's ever thrown a football? So we're going to guess here. Todd, I'll start with you. How far?
73 yards.
Now, this isn't in a game. This is life. Okay, so 73 yards. McLovin?
I'm going to price his right him, 75 yards.
Okay, I see what you're doing there. Seton?
75 and a half.
Paulie?
Because you said life and not a football game, I'm going to go 81 yards.
I'm going to go 76 yards. Carson, your answer.
The furthest I've thrown is 73, I think.
73?
Somebody threw 73 out there. I'm not sure. Was that
Todd?
Richie?
Yeah, that was me.
All right.
73, baby.
Smart guy. First in his class, right?
Second. Second.
Thanks. Make sure you clarify that.
Second in his class. He cheated off.
Oh, stop.
You did cheat.
I was second in junior high school and high school. You could add that while you rip me for like looking at my friend's paper once in a while.
But that's called cheating.
It's called checking your answers to make sure you got what you wrote down right.
When you cheated at USC, Carson, how did you do it?
Well, I didn't really cheat. I just didn't go to class.
That's what USC has to get back to.
Yeah, we're getting there. Like I said, we need the season to get over. We need to forget about 2021 and really 2020 and 2019, but we need to move on. 2022 is our year. Watch out.
Best win of the weekend was turned in by which team in the NFL?
The best win of the weekend is who's playing tonight? I need them.
The Giants and the Buccaneers?
I need the G-men for a 5-team scream parlay. If they can just cover 11, a $100 bet wins me $2,000, and they're my fifth leg. So that's my biggest win. I don't even need the G-men to win. I just need them to cover.
Okay.
But because we're worried about me here, right, Dan? So I need the G-men.
Are you down
to cover
on your luck?
I
mean, do you need the money? Is everything okay at the Palmer household?
Everything's okay, but there's no better money than money won.
Okay.
So. That five-teamer screamer, I'm a big five-teamer screamer. I love throwing them out there. They never come through or hardly ever do. So I need my G-men tonight. Just keep it within 10. That's all I'm asking.
Okay.
But the worst win, the worst game of the week, the worst loss was that Bills Indy game. I mean, I was high on the Bills. I was loving watching them play, and they just showed up, and they showed that they have an issue with a physical running football team. And I didn't think that would be an issue, but they didn't want to tackle Jonathan Taylor. I mean, there were arm tackles broken. There were guys coming to the point of attack and kind of turning it down. And that's not what you expected from a Sean McDermott Buffalo Bills defense. And I know that defense is built for speed and they're built to play with a lead. But if you can run the ball and jump out against the Buffalo Bills, I'm a little bit worried about him, and I'm a little bit worried about, and I love Josh, I love the QB, but he's starting to throw, he's starting to make some poor decisions and panic. I mean, he threw a pick on third and 18 or 19 yards that you just can't throw in that situation. And then, you know, he panicked again on another third down and had a receiver about 8 yards away from him, threw an absolute piss missile at him, and it went right through his hands and bounced into the hands of the defending team. And, you know, there's some issues in Buffalo, and I think that was glaring. I think that was easily the worst loss of the week, and I'm a little concerned about them moving forward.
I just want to follow up. A piss missile? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I mean, it was about a 10-yard pass, and he threw a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. And you got to take care of your guys on those shorter underneath routes. And, you know, as a fan, you can sit there and go, well, it hit his receiver in the hands. But that ball was only coming, you know, 15 yards in the air, and it was going, like I said, 95 miles an hour. You got to have a little touch on, and it's a little bit of a panic you're seeing in Josh. You know, you're down a couple scores. You feel like you got to make something happen. You try to squeeze one in on third and 18 when you just need to take the check down, throw it out of bounds, and punt. And that was my worst loss of the week. It's got me concerned in Buffalo.
Once again, it's a piss missile.
It's a piss missile.
Okay. I'd never heard
of a piss missile?
No.
You can use it. Yeah, you can use it.
Okay. I don't know how I'll use it. I mean, it doesn't come up in conversation around the dinner table with my wife, but...
No, it's radio talk. It's TV talk.
Right? Oh, yeah? Well, I love the NFL terminology sometimes that, you know, I get caught up on. I just, I haven't heard that one before. You got any other ones that are, like, inside football?
Yeah, I've got a bunch, but I'm going to save it for next Monday.
What?
I'll just give you one a week. Is that fair?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
All right. Do the Chiefs have a decent defense? Like, they have a defense that is good enough to help them go to the Super Bowl again?
They've obviously got a good enough defense to get into the playoffs. But if you can jump up on them and run the ball, they're not built to stop the run. They're built to have a lead. And so, they played a lot better. And that was kind of the game we've all been waiting for Kansas City to play, you know, where Patrick looked really confident with the ball. There's still some Travis Kelce issues you saw on the pick that bounced off his chest, but they're starting to figure some things out on defense. But that team is built for speed. That team is built to play with a 14-21 point lead where you have to throw it on them. If they catch a team like Indy, that comes in and runs the ball and gets real physical with them and owns the time of possession and doesn't give the ball to Patrick Mahomes, they are very susceptible to being beat.
But I wonder about that when we get to the playoffs. And we saw this with the Titans, you know, a couple of years ago, they were up big on Kansas City, couldn't hold on. But that team that's run first, and because everybody, it feels like their defenses are smaller and faster, built for speed, whereas you get a team that has a good offensive line and just able to run the football, Indianapolis could be a tough out because of that, because you don't, not many teams are built that way. The Titans are, Colts are, Philadelphia runs the football, but they're not going to be a playoff caliber team. So that could be an interesting team to run up against, the Colts.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at what Derrick Henry was doing for the last 3 or 4 years in Tennessee, he was an anomaly. They were an anomaly. Everybody else was built to throw it. And it's not that, you know, Derrick Henry is obviously a great back. That offensive line is really good. They're just so different, and they're so difficult to prepare for, and they're so difficult to practice during the week because you got a back that is so different than everybody else. Now bringing it back to Indy, I mean, Indy's kind of similar. Jonathan Taylor, there aren't many backs built like him right now. I mean, it was him and really Derrick Henry that are 230 pounds plus that can run away from you. There's a lot of smaller, quicker, shiftier backs, but they are an anomaly, and that offensive line in Indy is much better than that offensive line in Tennessee. So, I mean, I do think they're a problem. If T.Y. Hilton can stay healthy, Jonathan Taylor stays healthy, and Carson Wentz, that defense is a division champ type defense. That defense is a playoff defense. They got playmakers in the back end. Leonard, who does such a great job from a leadership standpoint at linebacker and rushing the passer and speed and quickness, cover the backs out of the backfield. They're going to be a difficult team. We've seen Carson Wentz struggle early on this year. It looks like he's starting to kind of iron out some of those problems he was having. If he can continue to play the way he played yesterday, they are going to be a tough out.
Do quarterbacks like having that running game? Like, that means less throws, but are you, you know, do you think most of these guys are comfortable? You think Patrick Mahomes is comfortable handing the ball off?
Absolutely. The quarterbacks want to play against a single high, single safety defense. And you can do that when, you know, a team that can't throw it comes up to you and you can play single high defense. But when you get back and play two high defense and you have that second safety deep covering the pass and you can run the ball from a quarterback's perspective, you love it. It helps the play action pass game. It helps get you more single high safety looks, which is an advantageous thing for an offense to be in because now there's more holes and more voids in the defense. When you can't run the ball and defenses can put another safety back, there's less holes in the defense and less voids in the defense to throw into. So a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson, all these great quarterbacks that we're watching play, Tom Brady, running game and handing the ball off is a great thing when you're averaging over 4 yards a pop. They all love that.
You ever go to the line of scrimmage and forget the play?
Yes.
What do you do?
It only happened a couple times. One time it was on a run play, and I knew it was a run. I just forgot which way it was going. And I opened up to the left, and the back went to the right, and I think I took a 4-yard loss, 5-yard loss. And one time I dropped back. Actually, I completely forgot what the play was. It was third and long. And I don't know what I called, and I still to this day don't know what I called. I just called something in the huddle and found somebody that actually got open, got the first down, and moved on and hadn't talked about it since until now.
But, like, how's that happen? Did you get your bell rung?
I'm actually surprised it didn't happen more because I have a problem with short-term memory loss, and I got hit in the head a bunch. And I'm surprised it only happened twice, but I do remember those two plays in my career. And I'm actually thinking back to the pass play, and I probably did have a little bit of a bell rung and had an issue with that, and that's probably why that happened.
How many official concussions did you have?
I only had one that put me in the hospital overnight and where I don't remember the game. I don't remember the previous day. I woke up in the hospital with my buddy Frosty Rucker, who was a teammate of mine, a couple different stops, and my wife sitting in the hospital room waiting for me to wake up. And I just kind of came to and had no clue what was going on, where I was. So that was my really only official concussion.
How many unofficial do you think you had?
A good baker's dozen, somewhere around there.
Were you good at hiding?
Hiding concussions?
Yeah.
You know, it really wasn't a topic until about 10 years ago. So my first half of my career, there were bell rungs. They were, you know, you got dinged up. You got a little sleepy on a hit. I mean, there was terms for it. It wasn't an official concussion, but it wasn't until 10 years ago where people were like, all right, that was a concussion. You need to go into the protocol.
He gave us piss missile this week. Who knows what he'll give us next week? We're rooting for the Giants tonight.
Just 10 points. We don't need them to win. We just need them to cover for the 5-team screen.
But you're going to be yelling at Brady. You're rooting against Tom Brady tonight, aren't you?
100%.
For $2,000. Help out Carson Palmer. Please give. Happy Thanksgiving, Carson. Thanks for joining us, buddy.
Happy Thanksgiving.
That's Carson Palmer joining us, courtesy of the CBD trusted by professional athletes. Level Select CBD provides targeted relief, helps treat everyday discomfort when you need it the most. Go to levelselectcbd.com. Make sure you use the promo code DP30, $30 off your entire order, $30 off. Levelselectcbd.com, promo code DP30, not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. I had not heard that term before. Almost felt like it was going to be a T-shirt there that Seton was formulating in his head.
That may be on the horizon.
Yes, of course. Let's see. Get a couple. Yeah, Paulie.
According to a few different websites that handle this type of jargon, it could be used in baseball for a homer, like a liner that goes out, or even on hockey for a slap shot, or in football, obviously, for a laser pass.
Yeah, I had not heard of that before. But I like it. I get it. It could be just, you know, through a missile. Yeah, see.
Right, it's the kind of thing that you'd probably normally hear around the dugout or something, or maybe on social media, not necessarily in this forum.
Yeah. But he said it in such a matter-of-fact way, and then I said, all right, just to reiterate, like, what you're saying here. And then he was like, yeah. And then he went on to explain what it was. He didn't get what I was getting at was, that's an interesting name that you're calling it here. All right, some phone calls. Stu in Phoenix. Hey, Stu, best and worst of the weekend.
Hey, Dan, thanks for taking the call. Great show, as always. Appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to you all.
Thank you, Stu.
Along the lines, I'm curious, a little while ago, talking about being obsessed and maniacal about your profession. Curious about who there is that in regard to the show, and who's just there having fun, Dan. The best of the weekend is I had a bunch of my friends celebrate my 20th year of sobriety with me.
Awesome.
Worst of the weekend is my line's just not, I don't know, it's ugly, Dan. I just hope maybe that after the suspension of Mr. Stewart and the Pistons, maybe Dan Campbell can pull him over to the team and get a little heart in the Lions. So that's all I have. I really appreciate all you guys in the show.
Congratulations on the 20 years there, Stu. Yeah, we have fun on the show. It's just sometimes I have to remind myself we're having fun on the show because you get caught up in each segment, each interview, each question. Like you want everything to be great. And, you know, I think if you stop caring or you don't have that drive, then you should get out. And I have that every single day. You know, we want it to be great. Every interview, you know, the questions, all of that. You know, you get crazy with it. I do. It's really, really, really rare when I get done with a show and feel like, boy, that was a great show. Because you're thinking about the next day. But, you know, that's who I am and the Danettes have to deal with me. Yeah, Paul.
The one thing that stands out to me is maybe once a year, maybe twice a year, you'll text me like, we forgot to ask Jerry West about the Kobe draft or whatever it may be. Like, and if we forget a question, that's when you're going to do 20 hours on
that.
Yeah. I call it 20 hours because there's 20 hours between the end of the show next day, 21. But I call it the 20 hour thing.
Yep. Yeah,
especially a forgotten question.
Oh, I know, and I'll just sit there. And,
do you want to bring a few of them up from the
back? No,
I have a list.
No, because I drives me crazy. Yeah, Todd.
And then behind that, if it's not a question, then it's I should have followed up with what your follow up question should have been.
Yeah. Are you piling on?
I'm just. We've all worked with you long enough. We can understand the torture you put yourself through at the beach show.
I know. Look, the best thing you ever do, the audience, is you let me into your life. Like, you're owed that kind of commitment. You know, you invest in that. When you drive to work or wherever it might be, it's the same thing with SportsCenter. You let me into your home every night. Like, there's no better compliment you can ever get in this business than somebody who says, you're part of my day. You're part of my night. And I appreciate that. And I never want to lose sight of that. We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow after this. The hottest rookie, the biggest superstars, the all-time greats, only one place to collect them all. Our friends at Panini Trading Cards, the exclusive trading card partner of the NFL. They use iconic brands, Donruss, Prism, Contenders, National Treasures. They deliver instant classic trading cards of the most popular players. You got Trevor Lawrence, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, hottest rookie cards. There's something for everyone in Panini America packs. More than just the NFL, because Panini is the exclusive home for the NBA, UFC, NASCAR, and collegiate trading cards. What to watch for in Week 12, a trio of Thanksgiving Day classics, Chicago at Detroit, Raiders at Dallas, Buffalo at New Orleans. The Titans were rolling. The surging Patriots, something's got to give there. Big Ben and the Steelers go to the jungle to battle Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Actor Ray Liotta is going to join us tomorrow. You guys going to have Goodfellas questions for him? Field of Dreams? Yeah, Paulie?
We may have to go some niche movies, too. Ray Liotta's been in a lot of stuff. There's a great movie he was in, I think it's great, called Phoenix. It's about some dirty cops in Phoenix, Arizona, and Ray's the star of it.
What's the one he's in with Melanie Griffith? And
the early one, like his first movie.
Something Wild?
Yes. Great. Jeff Daniels.
Oh.
He's, what's his name, Charlie? But Melanie's great in there, and so is Jeff Daniels. But Ray plays a really bad guy. So Ray Liotta is going to join us. What else does he have? Copland? Blow?
Narc is a great flick.
Ooh.
That's intense.
Yeah.
Field of Dreams, Shoeless Joe.
Yeah, that's right. All right. This day in sports history.
Hold on, I'm on my Ray Liotta page still.
Okay. Let me see what I have here. This day in sports history. The lowest scoring NBA game in history was on this day. The final score was 19-18. It was Fort Wayne Pistons versus the Minneapolis Lakers. Shot clock was introduced 4 years later. This day in 1966, Steve Spurrier won the Heisman. This day in 1986, Mike Tyson, the youngest heavyweight champ in boxing history. He was just 20 years of age. You got anything else, Paulie?
2016, it was announced that the NHL would have a team in Vegas, the Vegas Golden Knights. And 2006, Tiger Woods won his seventh straight PGA Grand Slam.
Okay. Final results of the poll question, McLovin.
Most impressive win of the weekend, your Indianapolis Colts over the Bills.
Tim in Wisconsin joins us. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind?
Hey, DP. I am 6 foot and a svelte 235. Thank you. I once had my oldest was a seventh grader, and we came home from a basketball game, and he looked me dead straight in the eye and said, "Dad, you gotta shut up." And I said, "What is the deal?" And he said, "You are so distracting." He goes, "You just take away everything fun about the game for me." At that point, I made a decision. I gotta stop. I'm not gonna be that dad. I did. His game took off, and now he's playing major college basketball.
Awesome. In spite of you, Tim.
Sometimes you just got to shut up.
Yeah,
man.
I know. I've been told that many times. Thank you, Tim. Congratulations. My dad used to wave a white hanky during the games. I'm in high school, and I could hear my dad. If there was a call, bad call, you'd hear my dad be at the top of the stands yelling out, "Pitiful! Pitiful!" And he'd have his white hanky, and he'd be waving his white hanky. This is the same man who was once flipped off during a basketball game by an official on the floor who put a bird behind his back and gave my father the finger. And my dad was so excited. He was so excited that he got flipped off by an official during a game. So proud of you, Dad. Yes, Todd.
I can totally relate to that because my son basically banned me from going to some of his basketball games because I'm trying to cheer and be supportive, and he just thought I was just embarrassing everybody. And then I'm like almost yelling towards the coach to tell him to slow it up. They're up by 9 with like a minute 12 left, and they're running up the court and shooting it, giving it too many chances for the other team to come back. I'm like, and there's no shot clock. Why would you run up the court with like a 9-point lead with a minute 12 left? So he said, please don't come anymore.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Sawyer in Indiana. Hey, Sawyer.
And I only have best for this weekend. Okay. Purdue football beat Northwestern. Purdue basketball beating North Carolina and Villanova. Lewis Hamilton winning the Qatar Grand Prix. And Tottenham beating Leeds United. Thank you.
All right, Sawyer. Thank you. Seemed like a pretty good weekend for Sawyer.
It's a full rundown right there.
Yeah, I liked it. I did. Let's see. Let's go around the room what we learned on this program. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Carson Palmer, who never played on Thanksgiving and taught us the term piss missile, needs the Giants to cover to win his parlay. $200 bet gets him $2,000 for the five-team scream.
Five-team screamer. McLovin.
If you're wandering around Connecticut, you might see Drew Brees today holding a phone and talking.
He was taking his morning walk today. Seton O'Connor.
Carson Palmer's forgotten plays in the huddle.
Paulie?
Breeze, 4 miles before breakfast.
Todd, what did I learn?
McLovin is all in on Jalen Hurts, and you won't let him change his mind for at least the next 2 years.
What we learned, brought to you by the compact GLA, proves it's not the size of the SUV in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the SUV. Learn more about the nimble and ready for anything Mercedes-Benz vehicle at MBUSA.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. It's good to be back. Got a few more days here before Thanksgiving. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow. It's been the Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we close out this Monday. Simply Safe Home Security. Black Friday deals. 50% off their award-winning home security. We love Simply Safe because, well, how much time do you have? Everything you need to make your home safe. Indoor, outdoor cameras. Comprehensive sensors. All monitored around the clock by trained professionals who send help the instant you need it. And Simply Safe, make sure that you understand what you're getting when you order. Order online. It comes right to your home. You're going to be installing. It'll take of probably 30 minutes or less. Best home security system of 2021 by U.S. News & World Report. Customize that system, and you can do it for your home or office, and you can do it online in minutes. No long-term contracts, no hidden fees, no pushy salespeople. It's really easy to start feeling a bit more peace of mind. Take advantage of Simply Safe's early Black Friday deals. Get 50% off your new home security system. Go to SimplySafeDan.com. Again, that's SimplySafeDan.com for 50% off your entire order.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.